It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. On Prophecy Today weekend, our broadcast partners were ready with details on current events in many parts of this world today, especially in the Middle East. The tensions between the United States and Iran have been ratcheted up almost to the point of an all-out war. By the way, if you missed any of these reports from our broadcast partners, please go over to my website, prophecytoday.com. Go to PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network, and there you will be able to hear these reports archived for you to be able to listen to them or re-listen if you wanted to get more information on any of the interviews. And by the way, please tell a friend. They need to go to prophecytoday.com, PTRN, and listen to these very important, detailed interviews from our broadcast partners. Today, the broadcast partners gave us essential details on a number of situations, but in particular the Middle East and the ratcheting up of tensions between the United States and Iran. Ken Timmerman gave us a report telling us that U.S. personnel in the Middle East are being moved to safe havens. Actually, they moved those in the U.S. embassy there in Iraq first when the Secretary of State went in to meet with the leadership of Iraq and to tell them about the potential activities of a war between Iran and the United States. The intel tells us that Iran is ready to go after U.S. personnel in the Middle East and go after American facilities there. They're ready to take the United States on head-to-head, or they will use their proxies like Hezbollah, Hamas, the Houthis in Yemen, Iraq, and their militia. One of the reasons the Secretary of State went there because there are 100,000 Iranian soldiers in Iraq, and they could be a great danger to all the Americans that are in that country. Well, this is talked about in Ezekiel chapter 38 and verse 5. I mentioned in the poll question, Iran or Persia? Well, in verse 5 of Ezekiel 38, they're mentioned as Persia, a long-time ally for the Jewish nation. But in recent years, they've turned against the United States, and they're now an enemy because Persia of yesterday is Iran of today. David Dolan talked about the Golan Heights, the next target from this battle in the Middle East. You know, Iran wants the Golan Heights as a launch pad in order to be able to destroy the Jewish state of Israel. As we speak, in Kenetra, which is just 2.5 miles north of the Israeli border, there are Iranian troops. And over in the Persian Gulf, Iran has gone after oil tankers, oil fields in Saudi Arabia. That was target number one, target number two, target number three. According to information coming out of Iran and the Revolutionary Guard, will be the Golan Heights. Strategically, it will be high ground for the Iranians to make their move to wipe Israel off the face of the earth, which is what Psalm 83 actually tells us will take place. And that's very interesting for us to know as we understand Bible prophecy for that part of the world. Winky Madad talked about Nakba Day. That's N-A-K-B-A, Nakba Day, which means catastrophe or disaster. The Palestinian people, they observe Nakba Day on the day that Israel announced they were a nation among the nations of the world, and they called that a tragedy, a disaster, a catastrophe. Well, the Palestinians were foretold that they would come on the scene. They would be major players. They would return to build their cities, their borders. The Lord said in Malachi 1, those borders would be the borders of wickedness. In Ezekiel 35, the prophet Ezekiel said that the Palestinian people, the people of Mount Seir, would come back, they would kill the Jews, and then steal their land. That prophetic scenario is being played out in the Middle East today. John Rood, he's the one who covers the European Union for us. He was talking about the concerns that the European Union have about Iran. At first, they said what's happening between the United States and Iran is just too much rhetoric that should not be spoken. But wait a minute, they're starting to realize and recognize what is happening in that part of the world. Now, they are preparing to make decisions that will assist them in what may be their part, the revived Roman Empire, the European Union. Synonymous terms might be what their part might be in this ratcheting up of tensions between the United States and Iran. By the way, Mike Gendron came as a broadcast partner to this broadcast table, had some very important information about the Pope. The Pope is into globalism. He wants a one-world religion and a one-world government. He says that he is ready to be the one who can put that all together. Well, that's sounding exactly like what Revelation 17 says. John the Revelator wrote there would be a one-world religiosity in the seven-hilled city of Rome, Italy. You read the chapter that is describing what we're seeing formed there in Rome today. But then after the Antichrist destroys that false religion, he actually goes over to a place called Babylon. That's modern-day Iraq on the shores of the Euphrates River. And there they're going to put up a satanic one-world government, economic, political system. Well, the Pope is calling for globalism. He is the precursor to setting all of that up, and it looks like it is on the horizon. It's getting better into focus every single day. David James talked about what I believe is the greatest blasphemy that can be made against God. That is the killing of children in the wombs of their mothers. We discussed the Alabama abortion law that was just passed and signed by the Alabama governor and other states who are putting together a law that would prohibit abortions in their state, basically when the child in the womb of the mother has a heartbeat. You might want to listen to that. David gave some great information that you would benefit by from listening to it. Go to my website, prophecytoday.com. Go to PTRN. You can listen to David's report. But all the reports that I've just given you a look at here on A Look at the Book would also indicate that the next event on God's calendar of activities, the rapture of the church, could actually happen at any moment. By saying that the rapture could take place any time in the future, leaves me with nothing else to say except let's keep looking up until...